bush, about like that thing right there.
Boy, it has spread all over everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it had another prong come that big snow and it weighed it down, tore it apart, and had three prongs.
What do you use your dogs for out back? Are they hunting dogs?
They're fox dogs.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looks like they'd be pretty good ones.
Well, they will be. I'm just puppies out there, 4 months old puppies. My youngest boy, he's got our dogs down here in the Tri-Cities. He keeps them down there.
They do much fox hunting out here?
Oh, yeah. They go a whole lot. You got plenty of them over there in Tuscumbia and Florence, too.
Yeah.
They just full of them.
Yeah.
That's where my two boys over there now in Tennessee are on the other side of Florence. Somewhere.
Yeah, we were out driving up north of Florence one day, not too long ago, getting ready to go up towards Tennessee, and somebody's dogs chased a fox right across the road, right in front of us. Mm-hmm. I had to stop real quick to keep from running over the dogs, and they didn't care about the cars or anything. They wanted that fox. You know?
They were running and all that. They get a lot of them killed. Now, we've had two this year killed from a car.
They just don't pay any attention to anything.
No, they get on these highways. Because the fat man right out there would kill every dog in this country might not one night just across that thing.
Yeah.
We have to go way down in the mountain yard to run to catch the fox.
Well, you know, a fox, if he can, sometimes will lead a dog across the road and try to get him killed, they say.
No, he don't know that much. He just crosses the road where he comes to him. He's staying away from them dogs while he's troubling him.
Right. He doesn't want to get in with those dogs at all.
No, they kill him.
Do you get many eggs from your chickens?
Well, we're not getting many now. Well, I ain't got more five or six older hens in there. They're about laid out now. Mm-hmm. Then we don't get many. I ain't got too many no now. You want to dip snuff?
Don't believe I do. Thank you. I'm going to get
try.
I tried it once. Couldn't handle it. I've got a pipe in the car. I'll get that in a minute.
Mm-hmm. You smoke with a pipe?
Mm-hmm.
You don't smoke them cigarettes, do you?
No, sir.
No, I wouldn't either. That's the way I used to. I just dipped snuff, well.
Let me see now. What is head cheese?
Hmm?
What is head cheese? Do you ever hear anybody talk about head cheese when they butcher... some people call it souse. You know what souse is?
Well, that's souse meat's made out of hog head.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I've eat a million block of it. I love it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Boy, I'm getting hungry now.
What about cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together? Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
What do they call it?
I don't find no. I never did use none of that much, and I've eaten hog liver.
Okay. What about scrapple? Have you ever heard of scrapple?
In meat?
Mm-hmm.
It's some part of a beef.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is, where it comes from. I've killed a million, though.
What about when butter goes bad? You'd say, well, I don't know about that butter. It smells.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like it's what?
Grunt. Smell like grunt.
Okay.
Spoiled or something.
What about milk when it begins to get thick, you know?
Cumbery.
Okay. What about cheese that's made out of sour milk sometimes? You ever hear that called cottage cheese?
Yeah. It's cottage. Well, I reckon that's what it is.
Okay.
I can't stand them harder.
I like buttermilk, but when it comes to cottage cheese, that's...
It stinks, though.
Yeah.
To me, not to everybody, but I just don't like the odor of it.